This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All righty. 1 hour still to go in the big show as we head you into the weekend. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspect, it's an FYI Friday, our comedian Mitch Hedberg. We'll have one more clip at 3:15. Barry gave you the backstory. If you missed it, check the podcast. We got to something that was out there today that, of course, has political connotations, which always will stir some people up, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, hey, guys, love the show. Now shut up and talk sports. Big fan of the show. You guys rock. No, if you've listened to this show, you know that from time to time we'll bring something up.
Yep.
We'll give it a segment or two at the most, and then we move on.
Yeah. Especially when athletes are addressing it.
Yeah, it's related to sports, sir. And we don't mind opposing opinions. We're going to have our own. As individuals, and sometimes they match up collectively, so it seems like it's a show's opinion, but it's not. It's three dudes with an opinion that might align, but we always welcome differing opinions. Just be respectful.
Yeah, if you've mentioned one of our wives or girlfriends, then
just be respectful.
Game off.
Or other guys like Brandon that texted the show and like to say funny things, and just be respectful. Otherwise, your text won't go through on other shows because I'm going to block you.
Or be OU Mike.
Yeah, you could do that.
Respectful sometimes is out of the picture, but at least it doesn't get personal.
Let's see how this goes.
Bring him. OU Mike on a Friday. What's up, Mike?
Well, I was hoping the guy from Cat Fancy would call in so we could talk about Panthera vagina, but that didn't happen. The show kind of went another direction, and it turned into politics. It sounds like there was a song I used to listen to when I was a kid from Sly and the Family Stone. It was called Don't Call Me, and then if y'all Google it, y'all can figure out the rest of it. And I agree with Barry about this. What side of the street are you on, you know? And if somebody says something, then you're going to yell back across the street. And we don't get a lot done that way. But I think everybody should just, you know, shut up, and I'll shut up too. Have a good one.
Hey, have a good weekend, bud.
Rack 'em.
Look at
there it is. Right, and he's out.
You know what? That of all the calls, that might have been his best call because
yeah,
he was human.
I think he lined up the mood there.
He was human in his response. I thought OU Mike was like a robot where he was just
filtered himself.
Came
a bit.
In. Yeah, he filtered himself.
Did you look up the song, Nick?
I did, but I don't know if it's clean, so I'm not trying to.
Well, I would trust Sly and the Family Stone to be clean.
If it was a suggestion from OU Mike, I would not trust
it. It's probably a good point. But I would think it's okay.
Right. So somebody had this point, and it was kind of a good one. It's kind of weird that one texter is bringing up Reagan to bolster Laura Ingraham's resume. Reagan was a movie actor. So using Ingraham's logic, Reagan shouldn't have been allowed to have an opinion on politics at all, much less be a politician. That's a damn good point, sir. That's a damn good point. So I was down getting my sandwich today before the show at our Subway. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Patrick Creighton goes down there almost every day as well. Patrick Creighton of Sports Map 94.1, Nate and Crate fame, who yesterday was in here delivering Girl Scout cookies on the show, live on air, because he couldn't wait till a break. He had to come in while we were live on air. He was going around, I guess, delivering cookies to people. Well, this morning...
Indirectly, by the way, he's responsible for your abuse. If he doesn't come in, I don't throw cookies. I'm just letting you know. Just saying.
I love how Joel's trying to pass the buck.
No, yeah. I'm just...
All right, well,
just
you know what?
The facts, sir.
Hopefully that works for you when Laura calls you into HR.
Anyways, I just think I'm getting my check.
Look, he's like, Anyways, I was down at the Subway today, and Patrick goes in there a lot, and the ladies were talking. They were like, hey, where's your friend with the cookie hookup? I was like, what? They're like, where's your friend that sells all the cookies? He was in here yesterday talking about cookies, and I wanted to buy some. And I'm like, Patrick Creighton's out here slinging cookies like crack. He's the plug. Patrick Creighton is the cookie plug. Now, there's a rule as a crack dealer that I don't know that Patrick follows. And that rule is you don't get high on your own supply. And I feel like P. Crate's supply was probably he probably dipped in it a little bit. Is that would that be a fair assumption?
It's I think so.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, if he's gonna go through all that trouble to sell Girl Scout cookies,
I wonder if he tried to cook the books like Bernie Madoff, where he's like, hey, like he's telling his daughter, just fudge the numbers a little, just like you know, just put 3 boxes, and we only need 2. But then we'll say, oh no, that was a mistake. Can you know how you can make a 3 look like an 8 and an 8 look like a 3? We'll do that. We'll say that was the 3, even though they gave us 8, and we'll tell them that's their bad. We're not sending them back. And then that daddy will eat those cookies. Or we'll sell them for a profit, but I'll probably eat it.
He did tweet out or Facebook a picture of all the
He's the plug, the I'm cookies. Telling you.
It was a pretty big amount. So
he's the freeway of slanging cookies.
How did they miss him, by the way?
Y'all know who Freeway is, by the way? Famous crack dealer in L.A.?
Yeah, he used to go up and down.
If you don't know who Freeway is, then that reference
the 305 is in Cali.
He lived by the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Why are you making that?
No, it was just... No. Never mind. How could you miss him, by the way? He could be whispering to someone on the 6th floor, and they would hear him at Subway.
That's true. That's very true. When I went out to go pee, it was like, my goodness. Jong has to listen to their show every day, whether he likes it or not. You can hear him through the door. It's
like if you're so. Did you hear about this cheerleader last night? They got thrown out of the game between Arizona and Arizona State. So Arizona State's at the free throw line, and the cheerleader was using one of those
amplifiers.
The tubes.
Is what it was.
It's like a tube. We just it's like those yell cones. You just yell through.
Yeah, a megaphone.
Megaphone.
Yeah.
There you go. And he said to the shooter, whose name was Trey. Trey, not today. And the referee blew the whistle, stopped the game, and kicked the cheerleader out.
What?
Said that he was being personal by using the name. I asked him to stop. He did not. Therefore, I ejected him from the game. In the rule book, according to the Pac-10, or Pac-12 now, it states that when using a device, and especially when asked to stop, if you're using a foreign object, and you can be tossed.
Really?
And they threw him out. I was like, well, you could just have Patrick Creighton whisper, and you don't need one of those megaphones.
So we're throwing out cheerleaders for cheering?
Absolutely.
Or was it because he was heckling?
And here's the thing. They had the audio of it, and he didn't say anything about his mother or his looks, like we were just talking about. He didn't get personal. He just basically said the guy's name and said, not today. And they tossed him.
Wow.
See, I was talking to...
We're getting sensitive these days.
My co-host, who was like a yell leader for... Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
Patrick Creighton?
No, Chris Buckner.
You talk about missing a calling, though.
Oh, no doubt.
But, yeah, I mean, he got warned at one of the A&M games. And
really?
He's like, if you say one more thing, I'm going to penalize your team. And I just think...
Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
And I just think that it's kind of scary because if it's the coach's responsibility to prevent bad behavior of his players on the roster, and then if they do have bad behavior, to discipline them afterwards. But he's not responsible for the cheer team, is he? Like, how is he going to... How is he going to control what the people on the cheer team say? You know, if they get a point or a penalty or a technical foul or whatever the case may be, depending on just because of a cheer team, that would make me mad as a coach. I'd be aggravated.
It's a bit much, but it does. I mean, Arizona State's guard, Remy Martin, was the guy so it was Remy, and he kept saying, Remy, not today. The referee said he was yelling using the megaphone to call people by name, which is not acceptable, and he was asked to please stop. He chose not to, and according to the rule book, and it's Rule 10, Article 8 of the Official Referee Handbook. Cheerleaders, quote, shall not commit an unsportsmanlike act such as using musical instruments, amplified music, or artificial noisemakers while the game is in progress, except timeouts and intermissions. So they threw him out.
Wow. That's crazy.
Here in Houston, you got my man Dominic, the clutch bear helper, who goes about 320 getting down to his skivvies and dancing around showing butt cracking.
Ain't nobody throwing him
That's
out.
That's offensive.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to see that.
But I guess he wasn't using a musical instrument, amplifying his music, or an artificial noisemaker, unless when he flapped that his belly slapped and made a noise, then...
If he tried to play a skin flute.
Then he could be tossed.
That's right.
Tossed.
One last point. Somebody said she didn't tell LeBron and KD to shut up and dribble. The quote was, you people listen to she actually saying at what someone once said, shut up and dribble. Well, she's using the quote. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she directed it at them. She just basically used someone else's quote. So, but I understand your point.
point made. Let's move on.
Indeed.
There we go. So we got 45 minutes left to go in the big show. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. Hope you're enjoying yourself and hope you stay tuned, not only for us, but for Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They start at 4, go till 7. So we'll take you through into your weekend right here on ESPN 97.5. Like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling
single, baby. I could use a feature. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, man, I can't tell you what hotel I'm staying in, but there are two trees involved. Listen. They said, let's call this hotel something tree. So they had a meeting. It was quite short. Said, how about a tree? No, double tree. Hell yeah.
There you go. Mitch Hedberg. Last of our three clips on an F Yeah Friday. F is for funny, and we feature a comedian, which Barry gave you the backstory on. If you missed it, check for the podcast where you can catch up on all that you might have missed, including U of H head coach Kelvin Sampson with a big victory last night. We had Charlie Polillo from 1:30 to 2. We've covered the gamut otherwise.
Lots of sports, lots of non-sports, lots of shenanigans.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Barry, I'm like you when it comes to public bathrooms, but I'm up here near Trailer Will and Frame right now, and I got to go boo-boo. I was wondering if you – they just said number two, but I prefer boo-boo. I didn't know you were eating, Nick. That's my bad. If you remember the name of the Chinese food place you used the bathroom at, and do you recommend
it? But that wasn't near Trailer Wheel and Frame. No. That was near Truck Fitters.
That's correct. That's why I wanted to tell him. I'm sorry. My advice at this point would be, we used to go to Trailer Wheel and Frame. And
we love those guys.
I don't know of any restaurants in the area, but my go-to, if nothing else fails, is find a hotel. Or like a Holiday Inn, they always have a lobby with a restroom. You can always do that. Just walk in and be like, "Hey, give me 1 second. I just been on the road," and then just leave. They're not gonna stop you at that point. It's like I did at the Chinese food place. Once you're done, they can't do anything. Or find like a McDonald's. Their restrooms are usually pretty clean.
And I'm gonna give you an even better suggestion than that. If you're near Trailer Wheel and Frame, you're near Gallery Furniture. If you get near Gallery Furniture, go. You want to talk about people that keep their bathrooms clean? I know Bucky's gets all the credit.
Mac is gonna hate you.
No, because here's the other thing.
Joel,
not only does he have restrooms that are clean, but they're all over that place. And some of them, it's like a one or two where you can just get into one or two stalls.
That's all there is, right?
But sometimes there's just a one. You can just get in and like it's like your own bathroom at home and shut the door.
If you consume too many pineapples, Joel, you got an emergency spot right there.
I can't believe Joel's recommending.
Don't be jealous that I know how to clean out my system.
Joel's actually recommending everyone go poop again.
Not everyone, but if it's an emergency, look at what Mac's done for this city. He's going to help out the people.
He's going to let you poop there too?
I would think so.
Oh my god, that's funny. Do you want to take this call?
We've got two calls.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you call it.
Let's do the cheer call first because that was what we were just talking about. And because I got this text from Keith that said, "I'm an official. I've kicked everyone besides the players and coach out of a game before." So it happens. That was from Keith, an official. But let's do.
It sounds like you want to be the show within the show, the guy that Jay Billis was reaming when. What was it? He turned his back on a player from Carolina.
Didn't want to hear it
and stuff. And the guys, they've always said he's been like trying to make himself bigger than the game.
Be real. Could you imagine as an official how often someone yells at you and complains? Wouldn't you get sick of it too?
Yeah.
I know I would. I would be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You cry like a baby. You do foul sometimes. Sometimes you don't get fouled when you say you do. Shut up. Well, like it would get old.
But it's night in, night out.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
And to my understanding, some of these officials are making like six figures, in the NFL.
The NBA referees are paid well.
Right, Joel? So, I mean, if you're being paid six figures, sorry. You better understand this, Nick.
Just take it from the perspective to what Barry was saying, just to kind of put it into some perspective. At least, even when you're on like a team, half your games are at home. So at least half the time, you don't have to deal with it. These guys have no friends. They have no home court advantage. Everywhere they go,
right,
they're going to be despised.
Yep, that's true. It's a perfect. But look, dude, it happens across all the sport. Like,
yeah.
Who wants to be an MMA referee or an MMA official right now?
God.
Who? Because honestly, I don't see no pride in being one, because all you're going to do is get your ass chewed out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
do we have a name, or do we have to refer to this person as cheer captain?
Cheer captain, I guess. I mean, it's up to you.
Cheer captain, you're on. Go.
Hey, sweeties. Oh, no, this is the Arizona cheer captain, okay? And I was wanting to offer some perspective as to why one of my teammates was ejected. Now, it just so happens that Remy was that athlete's name. This referee was offering advances to us, and he was simply declining what he was requesting for later that evening. So when he said, "Remy, not today," that's why he got tossed. He got sad because he got dissed in public.
Was it worth the hold?
You guys can do better than this.
Yeah, OU Mike is starting to look like the leader in the clubhouse.
My
again.
God, when OU Mike is taking the high road, what is this world coming to? I don't know who that was. I feel like that might have been an intern.
I feel like we're supposed to know for some reason
it's
who that
troll,
was, and I have no idea.
I know it was a troll call,
right,
but
like a troll that we know.
Oh, you think
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
That was
so how effective
whoever,
was that?
So whoever made that call, here's what I want you to do. I want you to roll down the window in your car and throw your phone out, because you don't deserve one. That was terrible, and it was not even close to being funny. Throw your phone out, then roll your window up, punch yourself in the face, and stop. Don't ever. That was terrible. Not even a decent joke. Remy? Oh, my God. Oh, what? Lamont?
Hey, man, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, wanted to talk to Barry about some comedy, man.
Okay.
Last night I had a good punch last night. I was scrolling through Netflix and seen a big special on Chris Rock.
Yep.
To give you some background, Chris Rock is my favorite all time comic. I think he lost his fastball, Barry. I think he lost his fastball. I remember Bigger and Deffer and all of his stand-up comics. You didn't see it coming. Last night was just so freaking predictable, man. I fell asleep on it. I'm not
really
going to call it horrible. I'm not going to call it horrible, but it was just so obvious what he was doing. I was really let down, and I really hope he gets another opportunity for some show. It wasn't bad, but it was just too obvious.
So,
him going to the
Now, did you watch Chappelle's last couple of specials that he dropped on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how would you compare it to those?
I think Chappelle probably got him, but I'm not much of a Chappelle stand up guy. I'm not much of a Chappelle stand up guy because I think he's good at big, big comedy. I think he's good on film. I think Chris Rock is the ultimate stand-up. But to answer your question, I think Chappelle's stand-ups was better than Chris Rock's. Chris Rock seemed a little forced, and I was like, come on, man. Chris Rock normally sets you up with the pop culture, then he's going to go to politics, and then he's going to probably hit you with some AIDS and all that type of stuff. But I just didn't feel it. Hey, man, when I fell asleep on it, I feel really bad, man, because Chris Rock is my favorite comic of all times. And I just wanted to run it by you, man. I watched it last night, didn't even know it. It caught me by surprise, man. And as far as Monique, talking about, have you guys covered that Emmy on your show?
Yeah, we talked about it when it first happened. Yeah, we mentioned it.
Yeah, you know, she's trying to go at Netflix for racism and all of this type of stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Then the Netflix got black people on there, man.
And women.
You telling people to boycott Netflix, and you trying to take money out of black people's mouth. That's all I have, fellas, and I'm out.
Appreciate it, Lamont. He's not the only one that said that the Chris Rock's back. I haven't watched it yet. He's not the only one that said they were disappointed with the Chris Rock
thing. Sleeping on Redbox?
Which sucks, man.
Stop sleeping on Redbox.
No, it's Netflix.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue to roll on. Got some things that we'll get to before we wrap it up. Something you want to get off your chest, get off your mind. Hey, give us a call, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Final 30 minutes right around the corner. ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show on a FBF Friday.
Got F stands for comedy. Freaky weird. It's been a weird day. I don't know why everybody felt like they had to attack.
At least it wasn't FUBU completely.
Yeah, that's true. It's just weird today. I don't know. This is a week where I kind of get why the Blitz doesn't take calls. Again, not that we would ever not take your calls. We all love right. you guys. We want you to participate, interact with the show, all that. Even if we don't agree with you and you don't like us or whatever, you can call. It's just been weird this week.
Yeah, it has been.
Even OU Mike was weird because he wasn't weird. Does that make any sense?
And then he was weird again, yeah. He's
like, OU Mike might have been one of the less weird calls that we've had.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It could be the byproduct of the fact that there's not a whole lot going on in sports. Football's over.
that's it.
You know, basketball's in the All-Star break now.
People are going stir crazy already.
At least always watch Shaq and Barkley go at it.
That was fun last night. And, you know, Charles was on this morning on First Take to say, look, Shaq has thin skin. But the bottom line is that there's nothing personal. Even Shaq mentioned it last night. But if you missed it, they ran a piece on the trials and tribulations of Kobe and Shaq when they played together with the Lakers. And a lot of people have said, look, they won 3 out of 4 together, but they should have won 4 in a row and many more if not for all the internal fighting and bickering. They said during the Pistons series in the championship that they lost that you could hear them like going at each other through the walls of the locker room, which are like concrete cinder block. That's how much they hated each other within that locker room, and that's the reason why they lost that entire series. But man, it's a little long. I don't know if you tightened it up at all, Nick, but this was a little of the back and forth as they came out of the segment last night between Shaq and Kobe.
My thing was to be the most dominant. I knew that if I got 28-15 and then in the playoffs bring it up to 35-17, that we would always win.
Well, but, that sounds like the best player in the world, right?
Well, you know, I'm just glad that you guys come to some type of understanding.
We never had a misunderstanding. That's what you don't understand.
First of all, you stop lying.
Chuck, first of all, you see this right here? I built this. This was my locker room. Let me tell you, there was never ever a misunderstanding. You just thought it was a misunderstanding because you like gossip. Don't listen to gossip. We won 3 out of 4. I know what I'm talking about. If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way. We didn't have a disagreement. You had two competitive guys, alpha males, like you got right now. We arguing, but see, people in the streets think we have beef. We don't have beef. We didn't have
a misunderstanding. It's a totally different animal.
We won 3 out of 4 championships, and that's the only thing you need to remember.
You guys probably should have won more.
What you mean we should have won more?
Should have won more.
I got traded. You know, we went to the finals in 2004, 2005, but I got traded.
Yeah, but if y'all had been able to sit down and talk, y'all would have won.
First of all, Chuck, you don't know what you're talking about. It was a business move by Jerry West. I was an older guy. He called me and said, Shaq, I don't want to pay you. I got to move you. We ain't never had beef. That's what you
I know. You
that's what the interview was about. That's what the interview's about, Chuck.
First of all, you had disagreements, but you didn't have.
It went on.
Wow.
And Charles would not back down either.
But Shaq just gets really defensive.
He does. He really gets
super defensive.
As much as he says.
He said it was all he used was the word misunderstanding. It wasn't that big a deal.
The whole world knew they had beef. And it wasn't just those two, because then, much like need I take people back here for more familiarity to Dwight versus James, then it was like them asking the rest of the locker room to decide whose side are you on.
Yeah.
And it just got worse. And Charles's main point, which is an accurate one, that could have been a dynasty.
Should have won more.
Robert Horry was on that team.
He sure
team.
Did get defensive because that's all he said was you guys should have won more. And then off Shaq went and got defensive. And it was like, well, I mean, it was a valid argument.
It absolutely
valid
was.
Statement.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Was.
So is that how we sound when we argue? Nick?
No, not when anymore. Just the first 6 months of the show.
When Joel and I argue?
Sometimes, yeah.
Are we Shaq and Barkley?
Sometimes.
I like it.
Yeah, shut up, Chuck.
Oh, why do I got to be the fat guy?
Because this time it's yours.
Why do I got to
be? You're in an off-headliner week. You're the
Chuck.
Why
I got to be Chuck? You know him. I'd rather be Shaq.
Shaq ain't that skinny either.
That's true. Well,
that's true.
He's
that's
a big
true.
Boy now. Would you well, he's be... always been a big boy. But
I just saw him recently where he came on some show in a tank top and it was like, probably shouldn't do that.
No. Boob just falling out the top
and
the side.
His kid's a hell of a player, too. That's what it was. They did an interview with him while they were doing a feature on his kid, who's one of the top high school players. He's going to go to Arizona. And when they were interviewing him, he was just in a tank top. And I'm like, he ain't quite the Diesel anymore.
No.
No.
But, I mean, how old is he now?
He's in his 40s for sure, right?
Late 40s, I would
think.
Yeah,
so I get it.
And, you know,
we're all going to be that way.
I just don't want to carry all that when I get older. Like, when your bones get brittle.
Dude.
And you're starting to wear out.
You imagine
your
being
back,
his
your knees.
I don't want to be carrying 7 feet. What is he, 2 inches? And, you know, plus he probably has a massive Mutombo. That's probably really heavy. That's, you know, you don't want to do
what?
Mutombo.
Massive Mutombo.
What the hell's a massive
you
Mutombo?
You know exactly what it is.
You're calling it a Mutombo?
Yeah, because Michael Blackson calls it a Mutombo, and I thought that was hilarious. You
know
Michael
really?
Blackson?
Yeah, I know Michael Blackson is.
Dude, he is hilarious.
He calls it the Mutombo?
He calls it his Mutombo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Blackson is really funny.
He's funny,
on
dude.
Instagram.
On Instagram, they get bad on Instagram, dude.
When people start crushing him and making
his comments,
pictures, oh, he's like, "Who did this to me?" Oh yeah, those are great.
Did you see the? Did you ever see when he took the picture with the transgender? And she started hitting him up on Instagram, and he didn't know. So he like took all the comments and the messages, and he just like he posted it on his Instagram. He's like, "If I knew you were a he." B word.
No, he's funny, dude.
Dude, he's hilarious.
He is
on
nut.
Stage too. He's hilarious.
I've never seen one of his shows. I told you the story about Andy and I tried to go watch him, right? And got big leagued.
Really?
They usually will let comics into any comedy show. You can sit in the back and watch. They don't care. So Andy and I were in Austin doing some shows at other places. Michael Blackson was at Cap City Comedy. So we get to the show and we're like, "Hey, we're comics from Houston. It's Andy Huggins." He Texas Outlaw Comics, Bill Hicks, Ron Schock. You got to drop those names and then go, oh, okay. And they were like, we're just going to grab a drink and sit at the back of the bar and watch the show and hang out because we don't have a show until later tonight. They were like, no, you have to have a ticket. We were like, well, we're comics. They were like, no, I'm sorry. He does head count. Everyone has to have a ticket. Everyone. So he's like, he has a lot of comics like him will have a guy that walks around that their job at the club is to walk around with a clicker.
Just like at the autograph shows when the athletes have their guy that counts every
and
autograph
this guy,
they sign.
Once the show starts and then once at the end, this guy will walk around just counting heads. 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you're in the building, when he gets done and he looks at that and it says 350, then he writes that number down and that's how much money per head he expects for that show.
And isn't that similar for like autograph signings?
That's
something?
What I said.
Yeah,
the TriStar guys. Yeah, there are a lot of guys that you think, well, they made enough money in their careers. It don't matter. They bring a guy with a clicker, too, and they do the same thing. Every time that pen hits the paper, they are clicking that counter.
I guess it just seems mean, but it's necessary.
So we got this. And speaking of calls, we're going to get to Q-ologist. I hope Jeez. He brings his Q game today.
Ever since he's,
I would say A game,
but he brought aliases, his stuff has sucked.
So we got this text. Haha, this is Benny. The guy who made the cheerleader call is Kef Sanchez. We work together, and I'm so happy y'all crushed him. He swears he has the best pranks. Red House for life. Yeah, Kef.
Don't know who Kef is?
No. Kef, that was terrible. Don't quit your day job, whatever it was. And I mean it. Benny, you need to make your friend throw his cell phone out the window. And since he's riding with a friend, he doesn't have to punch himself in the face. You punch him in the face.
You ain't punch the jerky him. Boys, and you ain't even close.
Punch him dead off in his face for that stupid-ass call.
Yeah, you called, and my ass is killing me. If you want to be a jerky boy.
Right?
Good Lord.
Are we doing Q?
You brought it.
We
got
to go to break.
So go to it.
Q, we got to go to break. So hurry up. What's up on the Black Panther?
Hey, guys. Hey, first and foremost, I was trying to get in yesterday when you guys were looking for a Q-ologist.
Zoologist.
Zoologist. My God. I was just trying to tell y'all the difference between, those guys that told y'all the difference between a panther, a cougar, and a mountain lion. They were all wrong. You know, the only difference between these species is ethnicity. You have your mountain lion, which is your Caucasian female, looking for a young stud to prey on. And you have your cougar, which is your Hispanic, adult female, older female, looking for a young stud to prey on. And you have your Panther, which is your African-American older woman looking for a young stud to prey on. And that's the difference between those cats. And my other issue with you, Barry,
yes,
is that I try to be sensitive to you the other day, and I texted you my dilemma about taking my wife out on Valentine's Day. And I heard you started ripping me, but I just wanted to let you know, like, I was going to take her to McDonald's and then upgrade it to Whataburger, but I pulled out all the stops and took her to Fuddruckers. And guess what? You know, she got her meat there, and then Big Daddy got...
There's the OU mic.
Flamed out.
Like, flamed he literally out. Was going to, he was going to roast himself, and he was just sitting
he
there.
He messed it up.
I was like, how long can he take before he realizes that he just now, has completely
crapped the punchline was the worst part.
What you just witnessed is what it's like to bomb on stage at an open mic. When you're just chasing a laugh,
he's
and it doesn't come.
For a month.
You say something, and no one laughs, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to say something funny. And then you do another joke, and no one laughs. And now you're, like, ramping it up. But the difference is you can't hang up on stage.
No,
you just gotta,
and Barry, he's done it for a month.
Poor
Q.
When
do you learn your lesson and go, maybe my job is good for me and I shouldn't keep trying to do this?
The Panther reference was, I give it a 2 out of 10. And I told you when I read the text that wasn't funny. And you had to still call and say it.
Say we didn't warn you. We got one segment to go on the big show before we wrap it up with a bow and turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final segment, Usual Suspects, FYI Friday, before we turn it over to the Blitz and we get the hell out of here and start our weekend like hopefully you are ready to start yours. Spirited show, I guess, was one way to put it.
Yes, it's this whole day, like in my interactions with people off air and on social media and just with friends, and it's just been a weird day. I usually love doing this show and we could go all day and I would have a blast. I'm ready for today to be over. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Okay.
It's been an awkward day.
I don't think it's something we've said.
No, not you guys for yeah. sure. Definitely not you two. No, and you know I would tell you if it was.
Yeah.
So let's get through some of these texts because somebody wanted to know what are some comedy clubs in town that do open mics so I can go get laughed at, hopefully. The only club in town that has an open mic is the Improv. It's every Tuesday at 6:30. You just show up, put your name in a bucket. If they draw your name, you get to go and do some time in the bar if you're new. Okay. So Houston Improv every Tuesday at 6:30. Barry, I'll see you at the Hop Stop tomorrow. That's awesome. Thank you. I'm glad you're coming. I love y'all's show. Keep it up. Good work. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joel. Uh-oh. This wasn't even hashtag thanks, Joel. It was just thanks, Joel. I ended up using Mattress Mack's bathrooms. Started feeling bad. And now I'm leaving with a new living room set. Have a good weekend, guys.
I love it.
Yeah. Barry, please let Joel know that I will be live tweeting him the Daytona 500 updates. Have a good weekend, guys. NASCAR John.
Ah, NASCAR John. Yeah. Thank you.
You're like...
Play by play, please.
Your face was like, hell no.
Right.
Hell to the no. No, no, no.
But if you're there and they allow you to do video streaming of yourself on your phone... that you can put on social media, do that, Johnny. I'll tune in.
So,
what are y'all getting into this weekend, by the way?
I don't know. Well, I have the show Saturday, but I pretty much resigned myself to eating.
I might do a wine tasting thing tomorrow.
Where?
Oh. I saw it on Facebook. It's like $43 or something. And it's like a wine sampling thing.
You're going all cultured on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
get
fancy.
Hammered at the wine sampling thing.
Now, is there going to be a bunch of hoes?
I don't know.
You're hoping.
Hopefully no Ash Wednesday girls, because I was out on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
No, you've got to hear this. He told me. I was like, bro, you've got to tell the
people. Dude, I was like, I went out on Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I see none but Ash Wednesday girls at Baker Street.
He's now, at the bar. All these the religious yeah. chicks with the ash
so
on
like
the forehead.
Three or four of them just getting hammered at Baker Street. Is that normal?
No. The irony of that to me is hilarious. Now, and I don't know this, and maybe you guys do, because I know at some point my wife is going to start Lent. Didn't it start on Ash Wednesday? Isn't that the beginning of it? Or am I
all
wrong?
I know is my wife said, Joel, what are you giving up for Lent this year? And I go, same thing I did last year. And she's like, no, really? And I go, no, really.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, I don't do that. No, that's not my thing.
Not
that's
mine
your
either.
Thing. That's Nora will give up something every year.
Lisa does too.
But I don't even know when that starts. I want to say it starts on Ash Wednesday. I could be
wrong. You really
want
to know?
And it goes all the way through Easter, if I'm not mistaken, like Good Friday.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I'm hoping she gives up her desire to get a new car.
Really?
Yeah.
If I made my wife give up zebra cakes, she would hang. Those little snacks, the zebra cakes, little Debbie zebra cakes. You talk about crack. She is addicted to zebra cakes.
Get her a case. The weight loss challenge is coming.
I know. Well, I bought her some last night. I stopped at the store and picked up some stuff and bought her some zebra cakes. She was like, why are you doing this? You know, I'll eat them. I was like, yeah, we got to get you fat before Monday. We got to fatten you up and get
Nick,
you ready
to go.
Nick,
you getting all sportified for your wine tasting?
I don't know if I'm going to go, but I will.
Wear a little suit?
I don't know if you have to.
Well,
do you have to?
You don't have to wear a tie.
It does sound fancy.
But
I can't roll up there in jeans.
If you go jeans with like a sport coat and stuff, you might be able to get away with it.
There you go. You can always rock a sport coat. Just go navy. If you not black. Never, ever, ever wear a black sport coat with jeans.
Okay.
Never.
Appreciate the
always go navy. Yes, I'm just here to help you. Somebody texted the show, said, hey guys, just want to say thank you for the weight loss challenge. I've lost 20 pounds.
Heck yeah.
That's how you end the weird
Congratulations,
week.
That
man.
Is exactly how you end. I was just going to say, how we end the weekend on a positive note.
Yes. I like hearing that.
Congratulations. And if you are one of the loyal listeners that follow us on a regular basis, you're welcome and we thank you. And we'll do it all again next week. So why don't you? Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., we are the usual suspects. We will do this right here on ESPN 97.5. For Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. We're signing off. Fred, AJ, and Jung and the Blitz, they're next. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday right here on 97.5.
Yeah, boy. ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.